as I'm just sitting in the exit room. Fire, fire, fire.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anastasia, Aaliyah and Mario with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland prison system could face further overcrowding under Crucifoli government's proposed breach bail law. New data shows that more than 6,000 Queensland adults and children would have been jailed in the past 12 months if the law was in effect. Minister for Youth Justice and Corrective Services, Laura Gerber, has dismissed the concerns of overcrowding, saying the government has added 2,000 beds and plans to open another 1,400. A report by Queensland Auditor General has found that of the state's 20 correctional centres, 13 were detaining more people than originally intended, and prisons are failing to rehabilitate prisoners, with nearly half returning to prison within 2 years of release. In more local news, the federal government may overrule the Crucifoli government regarding the types of energy AI data centres are permitted to use. David Crucifoli opposes Prime Minister Albanese's proposal for AI data centres to purchase their power needs from renewable energy projects at the exclusion of coal and gas energy. Despite this, Energy Minister Chris Bowen looks to find a mutual agreement with opposing regions like Queensland and the Northern Territory, but states that that can be completely overruled if necessary. Bowen adds, quote, "The Queensland government's made their views pretty clear. We disagree with them and we're proceeding without them," end quote.
In national news, Sydney Marathon organizer does not apologize for an illustration error on the medals, which mistakes a football stadium in Germany for the one in Sydney. The medals for next weekend's Sydney Marathon features the city's iconic landmarks, including the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge. However, an illustration that is supposed to depict the Allianz Stadium in Sydney was actually the one in Munich, Germany. Sydney Marathon organizer says it was an unfortunate error, though it's certainly given everyone something to talk about this weekend, mostly in good humor, unquote. More in national news, a union in the Northern Territory is challenging the government's application for intractable bargaining declarations involving firefighters and corrections officers. An intractable bargaining declaration can allow the Fair Work Commission to independently decide workers' pay and conditions, potentially forcing the government to abandon its maximum 3% wage increase for public sector workers. Secretary for the United Workers Union Northern Territory, Erina Early, says the government is focusing more on the legal proceedings rather than improving public sector working conditions in the negotiations. Ms. Early says, quote, "They are spending a lot of money on interstate lawyers to go up against firefighters and corrections officers. This government has money to fight workers, but have no money to invest in workers," unquote.
And in international news, a father hiking Japan's Mount Fuji reportedly left his son on the mountain after he told his father that he was too tired. After he said he was too tired, his father told him to wait where he was, continuing the hike with his older brother. The 7-year-old boy was found alone at the 6th station of the hike, which is over 2,000 meters up the mountain, with only a soft drink, some snacks, and no money. After being taken into police custody, the father who had reached the 8th station was informed. He would then return to collect his son and was given a stern telling off by the authorities. Though the boy's father apologized for his carelessness and the hike up Mount Fuji is strenuous enough, I'd wager that the rockiest roads are at home. If I were him, I wouldn't want to have to explain that situation to whom I suspect is an extremely angry mother. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with possible showers. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. Yep, we're definitely almost out of winter now. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.